mission.
Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay, we are back. Good morning, everybody. This is Ron Birnbaum on a nice, cool, but actually seasonally warm Thursday morning. In world activity today in the markets with China tightening their economic ship, we see that most of the markets outside of China are down in Asia, although China itself is doing pretty well today. Their markets, of course, are closed for the day already. But the Chinese Shanghai Index gained 55 basis points today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index down almost 2%. Japan's Nikkei average up 1.16%. We see Malaysia's markets down 19 basis points. New Zealand down 6 basis points. Singapore down 1.29%. And Taiwan down 1.13%. In Europe, French markets looks like they weren't open today. German markets up 17 basis points. The Russian markets lost 1.42%, and they should be closing soon. The United Kingdom's FTSE 100 down just 14 basis points, but they have some time to regain those little loss that it's experienced so far today. In futures trading on the U.S. markets, we see no change for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Standard Poor's 500 Average Index future up 1.8, and NASDAQ up 1 point. And in other futures trading in commodities, the important crude oil numbers up 2 cents to $77.76 a barrel. The natural gas has regained what it lost yesterday. It's up to $5.50. Gold down $8.70, now to $1,103.90, and that's fallen about 150 points. So its all-time high was set about 6 weeks ago. And that is our market report. Now, coming up on the agenda today, the conference board issues a report on leading economic indicators for December, so we'll see what those numbers say. If there's any surprises there, they certainly will drive the markets. Goldman Sachs is going to be posting quarterly and annual results, as will Google. So there's a couple big companies that people will be looking at for some guidance. And that is our market report for today. And now let me introduce our CPA and expert on pretty much everything to do with personal and business finance, folks, and money management, making it all fun, profitable, and rewarding for all of our clients and all of our listeners. And that is the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning. Man, I love the virtual standing ovation. Thank you.
There we are.
That's great to be
the
here.
The audience here in the studio is very audience. Excited, as is our engineer. Now, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions for your money that are worth actual keeping. Not the money being worth keeping, but the resolutions that actually are worth keeping now that we're past the New Year.
Yes, both are actually worth keeping, but yeah, today's show.
All of it.
All of it. We'll keep our money and we'll keep our resolutions. Yeah, it just seemed very timely with January, and by now a lot of times people may even have forgotten what they had wanted to do as of January 1st, so it seemed like a good time to really be clear on where we're headed for the year, because if we don't, it will just happen and often happen to us instead of us having the choice to be intentional and make happen in our lives what we want to happen and attract in what we want to have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So very relevant.
I see. Now, there's a key that people have to use for setting goals. So what's the one step that they tend to ignore when they do set their goals?
I'd say that one of the very key steps is that people, will set a goal somewhat arbitrarily and that they're not very connected to the why of why they want it. And there's a great quote by Jim Rohn. He says, the bigger the why, the easier the how. So I think of that as the more clear that you can get on what your why is, whether it's a strong inspiration or a vision or a dream, what's underlying the resolution that you're setting, it answers the question, like, why bother? Because in a lot of ways, you haven't done it yet. So what makes you think that you're going to be moved to do it moving forward? And I think that when people aren't connected to why they want to achieve something, especially something like a resolution that they're setting now, they just don't do it. And I put this idea of inspiration at the foundation of a system that I created, literally called the Idea System, that I teach in seminars and speeches. And the idea, there are four simple steps. And although there are just four, it's a very transformational process. And the I is inspiration. And so that really has people start to think about, why do they want money in their life? Why do they want to be achieving this? Then they move on to the D is decision, the E is education, and then the A is action. And I love this quote by Bob Proctor. He says, if you know what to do to reach your goal, it's not a big enough goal. And so I want people to really be thinking bigger at this point and saying, what do I truly want in my life and why do I want to be having that? And I have this new system called Invest in Yourself, the 7-day system to take control of your money. And I put this into day one of the system because I feel like it really grounds us to move us forward into any sort of action, especially powerful, clear, inspired action is the best that we can have.
Now, you're talking about your 7-day system that's on CD and available for purchase.
It is, yes, available for purchase at ownyourmoneystore.com.
Oh, not own your, but there must be a link at ownyourmoney.com.
There is a link. There is a link. You can, but, you know, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. So you can go to ownyourmoney.com, and there you can also sign up for a free report and a free audio that we're giving. Plus, you can click on the store link, and then it'll take you to that page as well.
And if you do purchase the CD, folks, you are going to get a lot more money from it than it costs.
It absolutely pays for itself, and it does. Literally in the first day, you know, it's been fun to have people email us and call us after they listen about how inspired they are. And one woman called us that day and she said, I just finished listening to it with my son in the car. I'm so excited that now he's jazzed up about it. And she already doubled her money on it. And she made $75 literally in the first day by one of the tips that's in the program. And then now it's funny because she's decided to start working with me, and I just met with her yesterday, and we found another source of income for her that's going to generate over $1,000 a month, plus she's going to be selling a second car that she wasn't using anyway, and yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? She had two cars and was feeling stressed.
That costs a fortune not to use it with insurance. And
right. Everything. Well, it's worth about $15,000, and she has a $7,000 loan against it, but that'll be $8,000 cash. Plus, she saves on her car insurance and garaging and everything else that goes along with it. Yes. But it's funny because a lot of times until this sort of an audio program or my work helps to create a new perspective and opens people's eyes, they often don't recognize what's possible for themselves. The extra $1,000 a month, for instance, is with a vacation home that her parents had gifted to them that she doesn't use that much. So we said, you know what, we'll fix it up a little bit. Not much. It's really good. And then she'll have it for a couple of months, and then she'll rent it out for another 4 months, and that generated itself another $4,000.
Yipes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. It's all there for people.
Okay. Now, let's talk a bit about goal setting, because I think a lot of people, I think virtually all successful people set goals, it seems, and yet the average person probably doesn't. So why should people really set goals?
You're absolutely right, and that the average person doesn't or doesn't write them down, and that the successful person absolutely does and is very clear on them. To your point, really reiterates them to themselves on a daily basis, and the more that that's grounded in the why, the better off that they'll be. And when I think about why people even want to set them at all, partly if they want to achieve something greater than their day-to-day, you want to have a target. It's like when you're getting into your car and you're setting your GPS, you need to know where you are, and then you need to know where you're going. And what I find is that when people have a plan, that direction helps to relieve a lot of the panic that people are in and the fear that they won't be able to have what they want. And it's interesting because oftentimes there's a great quote by Lao Tzu. He says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I find that no road will also take you there.
I see.
So okay. Make sure you set those goals.
We'll be right back with more with Belinda Fuchs in just a couple moments. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum right back with a trivia question, so stay tuned.
More of The Financial Consultants after this.